azoyithola la ayifunda khona uphalathi asibhadali ngenolokesi ngoba sinamali.
Hundreds of disgruntled Soweto residents marched under the banner hashtag Soweto Shutdown and took to the streets of the Johannesburg CBD on Tuesday to hand a memorandum of demands to the office of Mayor Mpho Phalatse. Among the crowds were young children and the elderly calling on the city to address their concerns around poor service delivery in the area, which include the continued lack of electricity. Here is Councillor Brenda Dami from Ward 29 in Soweto, who says some communities have been without electricity for as long as 2 years.
We are here because of with our masses, because of Eskom issue. We've been crying, community have been crying. There are communities that are without electricity for 2 years because of Eskom. And Eskom doesn't want to come down and speak with their clients. Eskom wants councillors to speak with their clients, and it is wrong. So today, different communities from Soweto, they've brought a memorandum to speak with a mayor. Because mayor is number one citizen. Mayor must worry about the community that doesn't have electricity. Mayor must worry about Ogogogo when there's no electricity for many months. So mayor must push Eskom to say, must service our people. Mayor must also care about the communities of Soweto, the communities of city of Joburg. So mayor was here, she received a memorandum. But also with children from Soweto Parliament, children from school, they didn't attend school because it is difficult for our children to study without electricity. They are also suffering to wash with cold water in this weather. Also to study with candles is difficult. Hence we are here. And we hope whatever the community have represented, mayor will fast track it, and mayor must make sure that we get a good service.
Operation Dudula Lead and Lantlalax was one of the community leaders involved in leading residents to hand over their memorandum of grievances. Addressing the crowds and Phalatse, Lax said the mayor works for the people of Soweto.
Mayor, we are here to tell you that this is how things are going to start operating. And we are not saying that you are unalimo short and thin. Unfortunately, this position of being mayor that you also did not create. You found it here, you've inherited a lot of problems, and we plead with you as a woman. In any other natural circumstances, we should be protecting you with everything. Now, in the effort of protecting a black woman who's in a position of power, regardless of our anger, I am then going to say, the mayor, you do not work for whoever you thought you worked for. You work for the people of Soweto. And we are the real bosses of your office. And now, as the bosses, boss of the bosses of your office, we are then commanding you and telling you that even those that are behind me that I can't call by their names, we are now taking back the key that we once borrowed to via Soweto. The people of Soweto are taking back their key because like misuses Soweto.
Once she had received the memorandum, Phalatse asked to be given 14 days to go through the list of demands and to liaise with the community leaders on the demands.
So, we're going to go through everything. Everything else, I'm going to read through it. Make sure I think you've only something about foreign nationals. Maybe it was re-invite to Home Affairs. Again, as we read through, if there's anything missing, we will rope them in. And Rekobula Fati, respect for Guisana. It's a Malinali leadership again. Yeah, Rekobalir for 14 days. A good plan, can it? Rekobalir for 14 days, Rebuisana again.
Audio gathered by Times Live's Thabo Tshabalala. For Times Live Podcasts, I am Demi Buzo.